So after hearing all of this talk about peppers, spice, heat, and hot sauce, how can you not want to try some? Allow me to be your proxy. The place, Rockland's Barbecue, the Arlington, Virginia location, our guide, owner John Snedden, and his cabinet full of tempting little bottles.
We're looking at our wall of fire. We have about 100 hot sauces that we rotate, up to 120 on any given day.
One of these just says caution. It doesn't have anything else right on the label. Right. It's just a caution sign.
Something about those little red bottles that are intimidating to me.
Who will cry uncle first? Allison Aubrey, the hot sauce ingenue? Me, the daughter of heat-loving West Indians? Or John Snedden, the seasoned chili head who's laid out our gauntlet run of sauces? Armed with cornbread and toothpicks, we start on the sweet side of pain, Rockland's own original barbecue sauce.
Tomato-based sauce, so that's where a lot of the sugar comes from. We add molasses and a little bit of brown sugar.
Okay, there's a little kick, but my mouth is not on fire, so I'm so far
there's
so good.
There's not really any kick here, Allison.
Okay. You'll let me know when we get to that part.
We sail through the next two.
I'm still okay.
Before hitting Cajun Sunshine.
Which is made with the cayenne pepper. And again, it's just a little step up in the heat. Nothing to fear.
Now you're feeding us this with cornbread, which makes me wonder, what are the things you use to kind of calm the heat?
Right, so milk, buttermilk, dairy products like that work very well. Also vegetable oil, but also bread and rice, we find that it helps people. Water does not work.
Because it moves the heat around, I imagine. I have to say, I'm already feeling the burn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
You're getting some color, too.
Allison stays in full blush through the three medium hot sauces before we edge into the super hots. It's Lottie's original Barbados red hot sauce that brings tears to her eyes.
Oh, man, Allison, are you okay?
I think I'm finished. This is really intense for me.
It is spicy.
And now you can't stop now, so this is when you go to the toothpick. And you just do a little fleck.
Seriously, a teeny little drop barely coating the toothpick before hitting the tongue. At this level, let's be real, it's no longer about accenting your food. It's about how much heat you can take. And those last three bottles are ominous. Their labels are black and say things like Wanza's Wicked Temptation, Da Bomb, and Dave's Insanity.
Oh, here it is.
All right. Back of the throat.
I put it on the tip of my tongue, and now the tip of my tongue is, I'm worried for it. Am I sweating finally?
Sweating,
all right, yeah. Here we go. We're finally at the point of a little perspiration.
Mystic.
Wow.
So you can imagine people that pour it, you know, splash it on a sandwich, and then take a big bite not knowing, and then they get, you know, you see this look of panic come over them, because it takes about 20, 30 minutes to peak.
So, Allison, now that you've had the taste test. What do you think?
Well, you know, I started this piece, Adi, by saying that I am not a chili head. And I think maybe I'll revise my statement here. Maybe I'm becoming a chili head.
Welcome to the fold.
All right, thanks.
If you want to discover the thrills of hot sauce for yourself, Allison Aubrey has put together a list of tips for the timid on NPR's food blog, The Salt.